welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and this is Ray of Marco Hofron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the sixth issue of this Flash story arc. If you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last five episodes. So we pick up, our last episode was covering the annual. This one kind of picks up right after the end of issue four. This is issue five, where Tina is going back to her husband to try and say, hey, we need to get a divorce.
Weirdest bald spot I've ever seen on a dude.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up because it's not like back at the crown.
Yeah, and it's not up, that, but it's not even that spot on the forehead where it looks like just a bad receding hairline.
No, it's
like in the middle of those two places. Yeah.
It's the worst Friar Tuck haircut I've ever seen.
It looks like somebody stuck something to his head and then ripped it off and just pulled all the hair off.
Ouch.
With it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bad spot. But Tina's basically telling him, look, I don't love you anymore. Like, we can't be together. And Jerry is like, oh, is this because of that superhero kid?
And then he proceeds to beat the shit out of her.
He does. First off, he talks about his research and how she kind of pushed him into doing this research. And now she wants to leave him. She's getting ready to leave and he grabs her and, she claws at him. He then punches her and then starts beating the living shit out of her.
I should have done this years
ago.
Yeah,
no, fuck you,
dude.
You and your bald head. Seriously, he looks like a friar from Robin Hood days.
No, cause even theirs, the bald spot was, on the crown.
No, it was,
and
it
worked
like,
its way it up.
Was. Kind of up here, though.
But it was from the crown up to the front. Like,
so it's just... Okay, yeah.
But his bald spot is also getting bigger as he goes.
Well, that's just the art.
You know what it actually reminds me of?
What's that?
Biff from Back to the Future.
But Biff He didn't have a bald spot, though. He had, like, a comb-over.
I know, but that's...
But that's like, the classic comb-over.
But I don't know, but that's what it reminds me of for some reason.
That's fair. All right, so... Jerry goes to his lab at Voltan Labs, and the entire time he's basically just bad-mouthing Tina.
My wife's such a whore. Whore, slut, whore.
And so we find out that he's been injecting himself with these steroids that his project he's been working on. And it doesn't look like it's... because it's... What did it say? I am now ready to proceed with phase three of Project Ubermensch.
Yeah.
All right, so we're back to Wally. He's at, as his mansion. And he's trying to find, or he's trying to hook up his sound system. Doing a very bad job at it, too. And he gets a phone call from Tina.
This place is so trashed, it's disgusting.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, he does have, I think he says it later on, that once a week he has maids come in. Especially since he's not there right now.
Yeah.
He's being the Flash running around.
The Flash.
Barry, like Wally West, predecessor to Barry Allen,
Barry Allen from Central City. Fuck. So he gets down there. And he's like,
but yeah,
Tina.
So he gets called
what
from Tina.
What the fuck happened to your face?
Yeah. No. Gets called from Tina, rushes down to the restaurant, and she is, black eye, swollen eye.
And he's like poking her face. He's like, what? Yeah. And she's like, God, stop, dude.
Like, no, it's fine. Also, what interested, this is, I'm not going to say classic, not Nightingale, what is it? When they're abused. Be staying in a relationship. What's that called? When you're in a relationship, but one of the partners is abusing, but you don't leave because, it was just a it was just this one time or because of this or because of that. What's that called? Stockholm Syndrome. Is that it? No.
No, that's when you've been kidnapped and you...
close enough. No, but what's... fuck, what is it called?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about,
okay. Yeah. Because...
welcome to Comic Book Rundown, guys. Words are hard.
Terminology is hard.
No
But no, like, Wally says something about going to the cops and, you know, because this is assault. And she's like, no, no cops. I owe Jerry that much. Like, no, you don't.
That's what he says. That's crazy. You're lucky he didn't put you in a hospital.
Like,
you don't owe him a damn thing.
Beat your ass. Like, ugh. But we also see that there's this private investigator with a wicked lightning bolt earring.
Yeah. He's investigating while he's private.
But he's watching on and... you know, seems like a reporting back to, I'm assuming, Jerry.
It is, because right here he's like, I'll find him myself.
Oh, yeah, later on. Yeah.
But he's completely bald.
Well, you have to shave for the...
Bald.
So, Wally convinces Tina that, you know, we need to get out of town.
Best place for you to be would be New York, Long Island, at my house, in my bed.
Ba-boom. And the PI, yeah, he says he loses sight of Tina and Wally. And yeah, he's talking to Jerry, and this is where he puts on his costume, which looks, actually, I was trying to create costume characters back in the day. I think I had a costume very similar to this. I was going to make fun of it. I'm like, no, I really can't make fun of it. Because I think I literally had one of my main characters whose costume was very similar to this.
Interesting.
Yeah. But Jerry's just like, yeah, I'll find them myself. And the special goggles, I'll be able to follow her pH balance and unique combination of her perfume and body chemistry. And I'll be able to, you know, follow that trail. So he goes... and does that. One note of this is that he is unable to really control where he goes.
Like when he runs into this horse's ass?
Yeah, because he's trying to. He's really trying his best to control how he moves and how fast he moves and like taking turns and stopping. But he runs and he can't stop in time and he runs into this cop that's on a horse. And I believe he kills the horse. Pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. He definitely killed that horse.
And the cop's like, hey, you stop right there. Like, get on the ground. Like, and Jared's like, yeah, take your best shot. I'll do whatever. So the cop shoots off three rounds. And Jerry is running with the bullets. And because he's not paying attention, he runs right into a wall. And then he starts picking on the bum. Well, I don't want to say bum. The homeless man. Right there, that's just asking if he was okay. And he just starts like, I think he might actually kill the guy.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, this is where Barry tells Tina. We go back.
Wally. Wally West. Yeah, the replacement for Barry Allen, who's the Flash.
Yep.
Barry Allen from Central City.
Yeah. Mary's Iris West, who's a reporter.
Also from the future. No, I guess Wally doesn't know that, does he?
Yeah, he doesn't. Interesting. So this is where Wally tells Tina, hey, this is my place. I've got, you know, cleaners that come in once a week because I'm never here all the time. And so you would have a lot of privacy here and you'd be fine.
And he gives her own bedroom. He's like, yeah, I just had this bedroom redone.
He's being respectful. Good for him. Until, you know, they make out for a hot second. And then he goes, takes a shower or bath, whatever. And then he hears the doorbell and he rushes down there. And his dad shows up. Yeah.
Dad.
Why
does his dad have the white gloves on?
I think it was his driving gloves. I'll go with that. We find out that, you know, since Barry won, and they never actually say how much he won.
I don't think they did.
But he obviously won a ton of money because he gave his parents $500,000. and it's all gone. Also, apparently Wally's mom and dad are having some marital spats and maybe getting a divorce.
So his dad's moving in with him.
Basically.
Your mom doesn't know I'm here because...
Well, no, he does know. I think his mom does know he's there. Like, they've separated right now. Yeah.
Gave him 500 grand and it was already gone by this time.
Yep. Now, I'm sure, again, you give any... you know that for a fact. You give somebody who isn't used to having money a lot of money, they're going to burn through it quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid quick.
Yep. Buying all the stupid things. And then getting divorced afterwards.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was a blast. He's basically moving in for the time. Wally sets him up in one of the other rooms because he's living in a goddamn mansion. But then Tina walks in and is telling Wally about this editorial in the paper that the town's liability insurance is being canceled because Flash moved in. Can't say I blame him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, damn.
Oh, yeah, that's straight up bullshit.
Yeah. So,
well, of course, yeah, that's what happens when you live in a society where the rich people get to make the rules. Because they don't want to lose any of their money. You know?
Well, yeah, no, and I get it.
Paying for the things that you're paying them for.
So Wally decides to take Tina out to dinner, and
shakeish.
it actually was a coincidence that the I think it's the the president of the city council is at the same restaurant. So Wally goes over and talks to him,
and he's like, "Mr. Gilchrist, yes, I'm Wally, Wally West."
You know, the Flash, predecessor to Barry Allen. I am going to have to do like a counter every time we do that. God, that's great.
But he basically is like, yeah, if you had something to say, why don't you say it to my face?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, okay, I think I will. It's like, you know, your realtor was under an obligation to tell us that he was selling that property to a superpowered individual. You know, I mean, I don't blame you. You got to live somewhere. But, you know, our liability insurance is already colossal. We've had to cut many city services. I get it. If something were to happen, especially in a city that is apparently already in shit ton of debt. Most cities are. Yeah. Let's be honest. Of course, if a problem happens, how's the city going to cover it?
Well, they'd have to cut funding to police, so they won't do that.
Mm.
You know, multi-billion-dollar, you know.
Yeah. So I can't disagree with what he's saying or doing, they're making it out like, well, he's just trying to live his life and do this and be a good guy, and yeah, I don't know. So they go back home, and I do find it funny. Like, they walk in, they hear some noise. So Wally immediately gets into his costume, and turns out it's just his dad snoring. Like, okay, cool.
Like, he found really the bar, he's trashed.
Really need the costume for that? Good job, bud.
Nah, he just likes the way it, yeah.
Probably. So Tina goes to bed, Wally goes to bed, until Tina, you know, comes in to his room, and they're holding each other and being all sensual. Until, you know, Jerry comes bursting in through. I mean, at least I'm assuming he used the front door to break in, because he breaks in through this bedroom door. And
doors are easier to replace. At least it's not a wall or anything.
See, that's what I figured he would do. Just go through the wall. But I guess if he's following the trail,
but it'd be easier. But he also knows how long his arm is.
And that is due to the steroids. Like, the steroids that he was using for this experiment started to misshaping him. Misshaping him. Again, he's going crazy. But they start fighting. And Jerry grabs Tina and jumps out the window, And because he doesn't really have control of where he's going with his speed, he goes running to the Texaco fuel depot. And then it blows up because, again, doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. And that's how we end that issue. Tina's dead.
Dead.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or just send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.